You could just not kill each other over the girl. You could just,
exactly.
like...
Which, like, is certainly not what I was doing. I was just standing there. What a freaking, like, traumatic event for my bitch. Oh, my God. They were in an explosion? What the hell?
Just, like, you just get sucked out. Like,
yes!
And then, you know, after a year and a half of doing porn, you know, I get all kinds of messages. Like, you're fucking ugly. You're stupid. You're a whore. You should die. Whatever, whatever. Not one comment about my ears.
And you're like...
And I was like, it kind of helped me be like, okay, that is crazy. Like a bee, step up to the mic to introduce Daisy.
That's his name, Bob, I'll buy it. But no, that's me as fuck, actually. Like, when I did the podcast with Melissa, I was fucking dying. Like, my camera cut out like 12 times.
Oh, yeah, I know. Her setup is way crazier than this. It took me so long. I had a mic and stuff. And I was like, it took us like 45 minutes to set up. And they were like, I was like, I'm so sorry. And they were like, it's fine. Like, this happens every time. So
she did say that. She was like, it literally happens every single time. And I was like, you're just saying that to make you feel better.
No, I think it does. I've done a few of those. Yeah, this is super easy. I was like, oh, it works. Cool.
Oh, yeah. That's what I like to be. Yeah. Super easy.
Same.
Slay. Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, I obviously know who you are, but for anybody who's watching from my audience who doesn't, who the heck are you?
I'm Carter Cruz, and I mean, I guess if you think about what I do, I've lived many lifetimes. I got my, after college, I had a little stint in the porn industry, and kind of, I don't know, did that for a few years. And then I started DJing, which I had been doing since before. I like to clarify that. Not a porn star turned DJ, DJ turned porn star. And then back to DJing. So I've been DJing, and yeah, now I have a sex podcast. So yeah, just very many lives all over the place.
Hell yeah. I love that for you. What a fucking cool life, honestly. Doing so many fun things.
Yeah, you know, try to keep it interesting. I have a tendency to get a little bored, so always need new challenges.
Same. Yeah. Same. I think that's a good thing to be, is like, you never want to be too bored for too long, especially like for women. Women always like collect hobbies till we die. Like, I've never met like a 60-year-old woman who's not like, and I just started a crocheting class. Like, they're always doing something new.
I always say I will never be bored, because there's always something to learn. I feel like when my parents retired, they were like, oh, what are we gonna do? Or like, we're not gonna have anything like to, you know, occupy us. And I was like, I would love to be retired. I could fill every second of every day if I had zero responsibilities. Like, I would always keep it interesting.
I'm collecting like weird expensive hobbies, like they're fucking Pokemon cards. Like, I've gotten into aquascaping for some reason this year. I'm like,
what is that?
It's where you take an aquarium. It's where you take an aquarium and you make it like aesthetic on the inside. Like,
oh my god, cute! I love that.
It's like, so very Pisces of me. Like, get into that randomly as fuck. It's like, now I have like a million fish tanks. It's like, what am I doing?
I love that. It's like, do you ever make like fairy houses as a kid?
Yes. Yeah. It's just like that.
I love doing those, like outside building like little like caves, and oh my god, me and my sister would have like whole villages in our yard.
Me
so.
Too. And I would get like literally devastated if there was like a rainstorm. Yeah. Like, this is a natural disaster. Like, you don't understand. Like, my city's been decimated.
So it's like the more adult version of that. I get that. I love that.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, my fish. This is not making me sound like a good aquascaper, but my fish tank did explode a few months ago, like truly combusted, like out of nowhere. I was so shocked. Like, I was literally so surprised. I didn't know they could do that. The glass was like too thin and I put too much stuff in it, which I didn't know.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Possible. And like, luckily all my fish lived. I just had like two fish in there and they were like fine. I still have them in a different tank.
Were you there when it exploded?
Yeah, I was upstairs, and my boyfriend has, like, crazy good hearing, and he was like, I hear water dripping, and I was like, really? I don't hear anything. So if it was just me, my fish would have definitely died. And he was like, let's go check it out. We went downstairs, and, like, there was so much water and sand everywhere. The fact that it had sand in it made it so much worse.
Oh,
like,
my God,
terrible.
Yes. And were they just,
terrible.
Like, flopping around? Oh, my God, yeah, I would have freaked out!
Oh, my God! Yeah, like, they luckily, like, the sand created, like, a little puddle that they were, like, flopping in. So, like, that's probably the only reason they didn't die. But, like, getting that out of my floors was like truly like horrendous.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine.
A nightmare for me. And then I have to rebuild. Yeah. I have to rebuild the fish tank. And my boyfriend was like, "Do you?" And I was like, "Yes, I do."
Maybe use rocks next time. Or I don't know. Maybe
that's what I did.
Sand is like, at least sand you could vacuum it though. I don't know. Once
yeah,
it dried.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. But he was like, no more. No sand. So I was like, okay. So I got rocks.
Next time he's just going to have to pick up all the rocks for you, though, because you're going to be like, I can't vacuum. So
that's what I'm saying. I was like, think ahead, Kylan. Think about it. And he was like, I don't think it's going to explode again. Yeah. I feel like that was crazy the first time. And I was like, you don't know.
Yeah, now you know. So hopefully you can avoid that in the future. I'm sure your fish are hoping the same thing.
Right? Like, I'm like, what a freaking, like, traumatic event for my fish. Oh, my God. They were in an explosion? What the hell?
Just, like, you just get sucked out. Like, suddenly
that's
can't
like
breathe,
sucked out into like the vacuum of space, like yeah. In space movies. That's like yes. What that's probably like for them. Oh
except
my God.
Instead of having no gravity, they have like gravity suddenly.
Yes, like. All of a sudden, they're like, I weigh so much. What the hell? That's actually so much worse. Yeah. That's so interesting. Being like light and being like, I weigh nothing, but I'm suffocating and freezing yeah. to death. Instead, you're like, I'm suffocating and freezing to death, and I'm 1,000,000 pounds? What the fuck? You're like... You're just like, it's so hard to breathe already and have a weight on me. This is fucking terrible. This is giving me a lot to think about yeah. as far as my fish are concerned.
They might need some therapy. You know,
I'm like literally thinking that. I'm like, I'm going to go in. I'm going to be like, Goth, because my goldfish is like a big black goldfish. So I named him Goth. I'm going to be like, Goth, what do you need, buddy? Yeah. Like, that was a lot. Like, I don't know. You need extra treats? Do you need, like, more friends? I'm not sure what to do for
you. Do they even, like, remember? I don't know.
Apparently, goldfish, like, the stereotype is that they have really short memories. But apparently, they actually don't have super short memories, which just means all the people keeping them in a little bowl being like, yeah. They forget every time they circle around. Probably just had, like, mentally ill fish from being in, like, solitary confinement.
100%.
Fish are, like, serially really, like, abused animals because, like, people don't realize how much space they need and stuff. So I have a lot of small fish because, like, that way I don't have to, like,
really
worry
do.
About
I had one fish in college. They, like, gave us, like, betta fish in my sorority for, like, Big Little Night. And I'm like, I don't want a fucking fish. But, like, I was vegan. So, like, I'm like, I got to take care of this thing. And it was, like, my responsibility. I didn't ask for it. But I'm like, okay. And everybody else, like, you know, just kept them in those little bowls and they all died. And I was like, this is so fucked up. I, like... research betta fish. I'm like, okay, they need they're tropical fish. They need warm water. So I got like a little water heater. I got a big ass tank. I got a little stuff for it to hide in. And I had that fish for a couple of years. I finally took it home at one point and my mom had it for a while. His name was Horton, but I loved Horton. And I guess betta fish can recognize your face. So if you feed them every day, they like come up to the thing. And I was like, you know, I fell in love with that fish. And when he did finally die, I was so distraught. And I was like, you know,
this is terrible.
Yeah. But like, I didn't even want him, but like, I did get attached to him. And I think, you know, he lived a good life. So much better than everyone else's. I was like, you guys can't just be giving fish to college freshmen. Like,
it's like you're just be giving fish away.
Yeah.
That's a fact, actually. That's like when people bring like puppies to campus and they're like, who wants a puppy? And I'm like, no, these people shouldn't have puppies.
No,
yet. Like,
not at all.
It's too early for a puppy. They're yeah. dorm? You want a puppy in a dorm? Yep. You're crazy. Insane.
And then they never train them and they're just like shit and piss everywhere. And it's
the craziest
like,
dog ever.
Yeah. And you're like, you can't even be mad at it. Like, you never taught it. Yeah. That's like a person. You just let it like be feral. Like, of course not.
No,
gonna,
seriously. Like- I'm like, that's like keeping a man in like a jail cell from birth and then being like, why isn't he normal? What the heck's wrong with this guy?
They don't always end up normal even when they do have good upbringing.
So. I know. That's, oh my God, I know. Actually, that's so in line with like our first time.
Yeah. Good little segue.
Transition. Okay, the Queen of Odd-Dahan is like what this story is like typically okay. known as. I'm very interested to see like your reaction to this because personally, this is my worst nightmare. Like, actually. So during World War II, there was like a bunch of people on like different islands and stuff that were like in sort of neutral areas where it's like either side, like Axis or Allies, could be coming into that territory at any moment. You really don't know. So like a lot of those people tried to like not get heavily involved. And there was this one island in particular, super tiny, but it was like a farming island. So it literally had like probably like 50 people on it during the day tops, and most people would leave at nighttime. So there would only be like a couple, like two people, a man and a woman, who actually lived there full time because it was so small, and everybody else would just boat in and out. So there was this one woman on the island, the wife, who was super young. She was like 19 when all of this started. She got married really young. She was like super isolated on this island. She was kind of annoyed about that, but she loved her husband. So she was like, whatever, slay. We got to do our farming bag. It's fine. Anyway, World War II breaks out. Her husband's like, oh no, like my sister is like stuck in like a neutral territory. I need to try and get her out. So she's like, do what you got to do, bae. So he leaves the island to go get his sister, but then he never comes back. So she's just stuck on this island by herself, and World War II is breaking out around her. So she's like, okay, whatever, like, I'll just do what I normally do every day. And there was a guy who worked at the farm, and he was, like, a manager. So he was like, okay, like, I'll hang out with you and, like, make sure that you're not, like, too bored or whatever. I don't really trust you around, like, the rest of the guys on the island. But they were actually friends. So she was like, cool, sounds sick. Then one day, a plane crashed nearby, and it had a bunch of soldiers from Japan, who were in World War II. So they converged on the island because, like, they obviously need to get out of the water so that they would survive and stuff.
Right.
So all of a sudden, there's 30 men on this island, and the island had since been, like, slowly getting less and less people coming out to work because of World War II.
Right.
So at this point, it was just the manager and the wife, who still didn't know where her husband was, and then suddenly 30 Japanese soldiers,
oh my God,
all men, on this island.
That's terrifying. Yeah, that is my worst nightmare as well.
It is, right? Okay, so, like, the manager immediately, he's like, we have to hide you.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're the only girl on this island. He's a real one for that. So he's like, you stay in the house. Don't come out. I'm going to pretend I'm the only one who lives here. And I'm just going to say I'm your husband in case, like, they know who actually owns the island.
Right.
And so, because, like, they didn't know, like, if it was an invasion or what. Like, they didn't know immediately that they had crashed and that's why they had come to the island. So he's like, I don't know what's happening. Maybe they're going to make this an outpost. Who knows? So he goes out there. He's, like, talking to all of them. They're actually being pretty chill about the whole thing. Great. So he's like, cool.
They're probably happy to be alive, right?
Yeah. They're like, we made it. Yeah. What the heck?
And there's someone here that can, like, you know, help us a little
better.
Bit.
Like, maybe he can help us, like, contact our higher-ups. We can get out of here. Like, exactly. So they're just, like, having a good old time. But then, like, our girl, she's, like, 19. She's been stuck on a freaking island for the last, like, few years. So after a few days and hearing that, like, oh, all the guys are, like, really nice, she starts getting, like, curious, like, okay, maybe I can make some fucking friends for once.
Right. Can't blame her.
And so she's, like, creeping out. Yeah, honestly. So she's, like, creeping out, and, like, the manager's getting, like, more and more paranoid about this, because he's, like, I don't know that they're that chill.
Right. They're chill, like, now, yeah, but they're
nice to me.
Yeah, there's not a woman here, so it's a little different. Yeah, it's a
totally different vibe, you know? And, like, who knows how long they've been deployed. Like, they might not have been around, like, a woman in a while.
Right.
As well. So she's creeping out, and all the guys are actually being really nice and respectful at first. And so she's feeling like, okay, you know what? I'm making some friends. And she actually makes a best friend who really missed his wife. He was, like, injured pretty badly. And so he was, like, recovering. So she was helping taking care of him. And he would just always talk about how much he loved his wife. And they were actually, like, homies for real.
Right.
We like him. Right. He stays chill the whole time.
Great.
Other than that, so she, like, that's her first experience. She's like, okay, so, like, I can have real friendships with these guys. So she starts, like, trying to talk to more guys. And it's, like, not that vibe at all. They're not like, I miss my wife, I can't wait to get back to her. They're like, so what's up with you? You know? But they think the manager's her husband because he's pretending to be him.
Ooh, that's dangerous
for him.
So
they're all being a little, yeah, they're all being a little distant from her out of respect, but they end up stuck on this island for a really long time.
How long?
Months and months are going by. Yeah, like 6 months. And then they start to be like, you know what? Like, I don't know. Like, why should he be the only one who has, like, a wife? Why should he be the only one who's getting to hook up with this girl every day in our faces? This is BS. Which, like, of course, is an insane way to think about anything. Yes. Like, that's a person. Like, yeah. You can't, what are you fucking talking about?
It's not a pocket pussy, okay?
Yeah, you don't get to just be like, why does he have the toy? Like, that is a woman, dude. She's alive. Yeah. Like, yeah. So, and also, important detail, she was, like, 4'11". She was, like, super small.
Oh, my
so
God.
So, there's, like, already the power dynamic, and then there's, like, a huge physical component at play as well. She's really, the pictures of her next to these guys, she's, like, down to here on them. Oh my God. Like truly horrifying stuff. So
because even if you're strong, you can't.
Right. And then there's 30. What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
And they're all in the military. So they're all like trained in combat. Like it's a terrible situation. So the guys, one in particular, starts getting like nosy. Right. He's like, I want to figure out like what's really up with this relationship? Like how close are they? You know, could I like steal her?
Right.
So he starts like going through her stuff. Like he goes into their house and goes through her stuff. Jeez. And he finds her wedding photo with her actual husband.
Right. Oh, no.
And he finds out this guy is not her husband. And he's been lying to them for months about being her husband.
To protect her, but, you know.
Yeah. And, like, so he's not even thinking about that. Yeah. He's just like, he's a freaking liar, dude. Around this same time, they had recovered some of the wreckage from, like, their ship or whatever. And they discovered a gun. In the ship. No. Before that, no one had any weapons. They had lost all of them.
Oh, geez.
So, at about the same time, they find out this guy's lying, and also they suddenly have a weapon for the first time. So, you could...
what? Okay. That was that guy's reaction. He was like...
he was like, yay! Yay! All fanning out. Man, that was crazy, though. I don't know how that happened. But yeah, for anyone who's an audio listener, balloons just randomly filled the tree. So yeah, like, he obviously goes and, like, shoots this guy. He, like, kills him. And then everybody else
he just does it right away.
Yeah, he just does it right away. He wastes no time.
Jeez.
All the other guys are like, what the fuck? Yeah. You know? Why did you do that? And he's like, well, he was a liar. Is the thing. And they're all like, okay, like, we see the pictures, like, yeah, he was lying, but also, like, you can't just start killing people on the island while stuck on the island together.
Yeah.
You know, the implications of that are pretty concerning. Yeah. I don't love that. And so they're like, you need to have a punishment. And he's, like, all ashamed now, so he's like, you're right, I totally do. So they decide that his punishment should be seppuku, where you stab yourself in the stomach.
Oh, God, yourself. Yeah. Ugh, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. So he does it, which is, like, crazy that he was willing to go this far, and then he's immediately like, actually, I'm tapping out of everything. Like,
yeah, that's so interesting. How do you jump from, like, I'm going to do anything? I don't know.
It just seems a little, you know, like, out of left field, you know? Maybe he was just worried they were all going to team up on him. Like, that's probably the case. But still, I don't know.
I feel like I'd rather go down that way than doing it myself. I just, if they go against you, you'd probably get, like, end up getting shot or something, you know?
Exactly. And he's the only one with a gun. So he probably only has, like, 6 bullets or whatever. Right. But still.
Or just shoot yourself. Worst case.
Yeah, true. I don't know. True. Yeah. True. I think he was doing it for, like, to regain his dignity or whatever. But still, I mean, at this point, anyway. So then, obviously, shit is, like, super weird on the island because now our girl is effectively, like, single in the eyes of these guys for the first time.
Right.
And the seal has been broken as far as murdering people over her. So the gun starts getting passed around. And then, in short order, like, 6 people get killed magically with the gun. And then every single time somebody gets killed, somebody else goes like, oh, she's going to be my wife now. So she has, like, no say in this. They're just, like, deciding that they're, like, married to her.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, ceremony or anything either. Like, you know what it's about. Yeah. So she's just, like, suffering, obviously. Like, this is a fucking terrible situation for her. And then finally, the guys come to what should have been a more, like, logical yet still insane conclusion. Like, it surprised me that it took them, like, 2 years to come to this conclusion. But they realize, wait a minute, we keep killing each other over this girl, but if there's no girl, we won't keep killing each other.
Oh, wow, that's dark.
It's very dark.
It's like, you could just not kill each other over the girl. You could just,
exactly.
Like, but they're like, we must, it's that kind of, like, we need to remove temptation so that, it's like when they tell girls, like, you can't wear, like, oh, that shirt is, like, too revealing or whatever, and it's like, or what was she wearing when she got assaulted? It's like, it's your fault for existing, you know, and that it's not the men's fault for not having any fucking self-control, you know?
You really can't stop killing each other? You gotta kill her so you stop killing each other? That's crazy.
This is, like, just the extreme. Decide. Yeah, that's fucked up.
It's holy the shit. Most extreme example of, like,
right.
Victim blaming.
Yes.
Ever, probably in history, like, truly. It's crazy. So, like, then she also has been wising up to the fact that, like, the vibes are shifting towards her. So she goes and hides in the forest for, like, 3 months.
Oh, wow.
And she, like, survives evading them the whole time. Yeah, she's super sick. Eventually, World War II ends. So people realize, like, whoa, there's people on this island. We should let them know, like, the war is over. Right. So they start flying over, dropping flyers like, hey, the war's over. You know, we'll come pick you up from the island if you want. And the guys on the island, they don't believe it. They think it's a lie. They think it's a psychological warfare tactic to get them to rush out to the beach so that they'll all get shot down.
Right.
So for another 2 years, they're getting these flyers. People are driving by with boats being like, hey, you can leave. Like, we're not going to kill you. They're not buying it at all. In the meantime, our girl somehow gets in contact with one of these boats. So she still is hiding on the island, but she's communicating with them. And she's like, I'm the only woman here. They're gonna murder me. Like, I've got to get out of here. And she's talking to the captain of this ship's wife. And they become friends, even though there's, like, a language barrier. It's actually a very beautiful, form of female friendship.
She needed a girly girl,
Yeah, she needed a girl's girl to, like, help her out. Yeah, and she eventually, they sneak her off the island before later, like, I think, like, a year to 6 months later, they end up convincing the guys to get off the island. But they snuck her off first, luckily.
Right. Oh, my God. Really, I can't believe she got out of this.
I know. Where this really gets crazy, and I really want to see, like, your reaction to this, is this story quickly becomes, like, part of the media news cycle because it's, like, so horrifying, obviously. Right. And so everybody's calling her the Queen of Atahan, which was, like, the name of the island, and saying that they're making it sound like she was, like, some sort of, like, temptress who was controlling all 31 men rather than being, like, somebody who's being objectified and, like, passed around quite literally through a death chain.
Yeah.
To all of the men.
Right.
And they make it out like she's, like, this mass manipulator. She has, like, crazy riz. All of the guys were worshiping her on the island, which is, like, obviously, like, totally contrary to what, like, actually occurred. Right. And then, of course, naturally, people are hearing this story. And they're like, well, what does she look like? She's got to be, like, some sort of goddess. And so they start printing photos of her. Oh. She is, like, a good-looking woman. She is a normal woman, you know, like, there's, you wouldn't look at her and be like, yikes, or anything like that, which is still a fucked up reaction regardless. But, like, truly, if you look at her, you're going to be like, yeah, that's, like, a cute, like, 20-year-old, whatever.
Right.
You know? But everyone immediately, she got, like, crazy backlash of people just being like, she's not hot enough for all of this. So not only did she experience all this trauma, but now people are saying that she wasn't even hot enough for the trauma.
That is the, can you imagine, like, living through all of that and you're just like, damn, I fucking survived. And then people are going to go, not like, wow, you survived this. And, like, you know, it's just, you're not hot. Like, that is.
Yeah. It's just like, and you're not hot for any of it. What, like, the fuck?
Honestly, like, probably, thank God, if she was hotter, maybe she wouldn't have lasted as long. You know,
no, honestly, like, probably. Like,
I don't know if that would work.
Pulling the strings, like, if she was trying to puppet master these guys, they probably would have killed her within a week.
Right. No, exactly. I feel like her being more normal. Yeah. No, if she was, like, some devastatingly, like, where that people were just like, I've never seen a woman like this. I mean, it might have gone down first night that she came out. You know,
yeah,
but
exactly.
If she looks like a normal, they're like, oh, she has a husband. They, like, you know, because I think sometimes when, like, women are, like, more, you know, and more, like, you know, beautiful in that way, men will become more violent, like, more quickly, you know? So I don't know if that would even have, that would not have been good for her.
No, seriously. I completely agree. Because, like, one, when somebody fits, like, a conventional Eurocentric beauty standard, it makes it a lot easier to, like, relate that person to not being real. Like, relate them to, like, a cartoon.
A doll, or,
pictures that you've seen of, like, models and stuff, which, like, models are obviously real people. But a lot of men especially have a cognitive dissonance there because they're only seeing them in, like, a two-dimensional format. And I think for her, the fact that she was, like, super tiny, the fact that she was, like, really shy and, like, slowly started coming out to, like, meet the guys and stuff, and she befriended, like, the guy who loves his wife first and stuff, I think all of that really, like, extended her chances. Whereas
100%.
If she had come out and been, like, really powerful and, like, tall and, like, tenacious and being like, you do this for me, you do that for me, they would have killed her so freaking fast.
So much faster. Yeah. And I think that when guys see you as kind of like that girl next door, they, like, have more, like, respect for you, you know? If they could have justified thought that she was slutty, you know, then that would have, you know, if they, then they would have had less respect for her from the beginning, which is Yeah. And it's 100% that two-dimensional type of thing. If someone looks like someone you've never seen before, or you only see people with, I don't know. I mean, I deal with that all the time, obviously. So that kind
I
of
know,
like.
That's why I wanted to know your opinion on this. Because this is like, I bet you experience this same kind of bullshit all the time.
It's actually, it's interesting how many times, like, you know, guys will like slide in the DMs and say off the wall shit. You know, I'm just like, dude, would you walk up to like a woman on the street and say this? And you think like, that. No. And you think that it's like, okay, it's only these weird incel guys or whatever. But honestly, sometimes they're like very normal people and or like, I guess, normal in the sense of like probably none of their friends and family would ever expect them to be that type of person. You know, it's not like the kind of guy you go, obviously they did that.
They're and, a little bit of a sleeper.
Right.
And you just wouldn't see it coming.
Right. And it's, I'm like, oh my God, like, do you like, you should, you're, that's why when guys are like, oh, like none of my friends are problematic. I'm like, I would go through and look at what DMs they send to random girls that they don't know on the internet. And then you can decide.
Yeah, facts.
But a lot of times when, you know, sometimes I like don't respond or anything, but every once in a while, like I do. And a few times I've just kind of like clapped back and said something like, you know, this is like really out of line. And it's interesting how many times people will respond like, oh my God, they like didn't really expect you to respond. You know, they probably thought you'd, I'd never even see it. And then suddenly you're humanized. Now suddenly you're not just this character that you played in like a porno or whatever. Now you're like a real person who is like, hey, that kind of was like really harsh and hurtful. And like, you know, kind of, and I'll be like real about it. Like sometimes I'll be like more aggressive if I'm like feeling like feisty, but sometimes I want to just point out to them because I'm like, I feel like this person doesn't really realize what they're doing. To them, they're just sending this like message off to like someone they'll never meet. It doesn't feel real. And they're not realizing that for me, it is real. Like I'm a regular person and I wake up in the morning and that's not a pleasant message to wake up to, you know? And suddenly it's so interesting how quickly a lot of them will respond, like change really quickly and be like, I'm so sorry. I never thought you'd see this. Like I'm actually a fan, you know? And I'm like, well, why the fuck did you send me this, you know?
Yeah, and you're like, then why would you say that? Exactly. Yeah. It's like you pop their bubble by having like a normal ass response. Because like a normal person, if you walked up to like a lady on the street and you said some of the things that like I'm sure people are saying to you, then they would be like, hey, what the hell?
Right.
That wasn't nice. Why did you say that to me? Why did you say that to me?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm disgusting. And then for some reason in their mind, like they think they're going to send like something that's either like overly sexual or even just really aggressive. Just, like, really rude.
Mean.
And then they're going to be like, oh, like I actually really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, said no one ever. Like, what's happening?
I'm like, you know, the people will be like, slide in and be like, oh, can I take you on a date or something? Okay, yeah, maybe that's like wild. Probably would like never happen. But at least it's like, I don't know. You have like,
it's at least nice.
It's at least, you know, positive. Like, yeah, yeah. But like, sometimes I'm just like, aggressively like, you know, you're like annoying, and I don't know, just like nitpicking something about my physical appearance or whatever, you know. And I'm just like, geez, like, would you go up to literally anyone in your life, like, and just say something like this? You know, not even like a strange woman, even like someone you're friends with or whatever. It's just like, you wouldn't speak like this to any human being. You know, it's only because it's on the internet and you don't see me as a real person. And I feel like for this girl, that's like the response that people would get. And anytime anyone comments on someone's, I don't know, physical attractiveness, in the media like that, it's just really like fucked up because
it's so messed up.
It's really unnecessary. Yeah. I mean, like,
that's like the problem, is it's so like needless and yet it happens all the time.
Right. No, 100%.
Yeah, I just had like my first experience where like the internet was talking about my body in like a big way. Cause like normally I'm like a talking head, you know? And, like, sometimes, like, if I'm wearing a low-cut shirt, people talk about my boobs and stuff. Like, one guy did, like, a year ago, make a compilation of every video of mine where you can see the top of my boobs.
You do have nice boobs.
Yeah, thank you. Slay, you too. But I was like, okay, whatever. Like, and he tagged me in it. So I was like, I appreciate the tag, I guess. Like, you're not hiding it from me. But, like, this week, I made a video on, like, my lifestyle account, which is where I just put, like, random shit. Like, it's, like, outside of my normal content stuff.
Right.
And there was that audio that was, like, trending that was, like, all this work and what did it get me? Why did I do it? So I did that about, like, when you clean your kitchen and then someone makes, like, a sandwich, puts, like, a knife.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. I laughed because I was, like, I've been there.
So relatable, right? Like, I was trying to make a relatable meme. Goddamn. But I was wearing, like, a bodysuit and, like, so that you could see the sink, I filmed from, like, further back than I normally do because normally I just, like, hold my phone around. But I was, like, I have to, like, dramatically, like, do this for it to, like, fit the meme. And I didn't, like, really think about that at all, honestly, beyond just like getting the sink in. But because I was wearing a bodysuit, people who like normally don't really see my body on the internet were all seeing it for like the first time. And I don't think I have like a crazy build in particular or anything. I'm just kind of like skinny and lanky, you know, but it got so many like views of just people talking about that and like arguing with each other. That's like what really surprised me.
What were they arguing about?
They were arguing about whether or not it was like a thirst trap. They were arguing about whether or not it was body checking, which like I've never been accused of body checking before. So I was really like,
wait, what is body checking?
Body checking, I learned from this. I had to ask my therapist about it. It's a thing that like people who have EDs do where like in real life, body checking looks like constantly like looking in the mirror, doing things like, can you put your finger around your wrist? Seeing like, can you put your fingers in your collarbone? Stuff like that, where it's like very specific, like metrics of measuring your body, either with like a literal measuring tape or with like other parts of your body, you know? And you do it, it's like a compulsion. So you do it like throughout the day compulsively. So it's like a repeated behavior. Online, what it looks like is people repeatedly make videos of them like standing in specific, like unnatural ways to like get a look at their body. Or using like other objects. Like there was like a trend on Douyin where people would take like a piece of paper and put it in front of their torso to see if like it was, their torso would go beyond the borders of the paper or not. So like that's like a form of like body checking, stuff like that. Or like how wide is your thigh gap, measure with your fingers, stuff like that, which like is certainly not what I was doing. I was just standing there.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense. Like, it doesn't, you just make a video where you can see your body and suddenly it's all about that.
Yeah, and everyone was pissed off about it. And so this one girl was going in so hard on me, which I was disappointed it was a girl too. She was going in so hard on me about it because I was like, oh, like, that's not what I'm doing. And she said, well, you're like adopting an unusual stance and wearing like a sexy outfit, which like, everything from my wrist to my ankles was covered, first of all. Secondly, I have a fused spine. I have, my whole spine is metal because I had spinal surgery. So I can't bend. So I was like, I'm standing like an NPC because that's the only way I can fucking stand.
And people don't know any of that stuff about you and they're just going to project their own. But I mean, the thing is, even if you were doing that, let's, you know, even if you had been, to criticize someone, if someone's doing that, they have, probably have an, they have an eating disorder and they need, you know, that
they need some help
jumping on them on the internet. It's not going to do anything good for them. You know, like I would just keep my mouth shut, you know, or if you want to offer support or otherwise just keep your mouth shut. But it's just like the weirdest thing to get angry at someone for having, you know, for potentially having like an eating disorder, like, you know, like
I know, I was like, God, like what if I did? And like, yeah, that's like the thing with the internet and like women online, it brought in like a whole different like audience that I'm generally not like exposed to. And then so many men were coming in being like, oh, like confusing me for somebody. I guess I look like someone on OnlyFans or whatever. Because they were all like, yeah, but you post on OnlyFans every single day. What do you expect? And I was like, but I don't post on OnlyFans every single day. And if I did post on OnlyFans every single day, I would still expect like basic human decency. I don't know. What the hell?
No, that what do you expect is like such a crazy response. I like get that all the time. Like I'll just I'll just like post something like, you know, about like decriminalization and like, you know, just like, you know, pro sex work and just about like supporting and then deserving basic human fucking rights, which everyone does. And people will be like, you know, well, you know, of course people disrespect sex workers. Like, what do you expect? I'm like, that's not even like a logical reasoning for it. Like, you know, of course, like you're naked on the internet. Of course, people don't respect you. Like that, where does that line up?
It's,
you know,
so strange. I really truly like, I don't get, like I do, but I don't get the aggression towards female sex workers. And like what, why I say I do is I get it because a lot of men are just mad seeing women profit off something that they feel like they should get for free. That's like what I get about it. But what I really don't get about it in general is just like, these women are performing a service that is like incredibly necessary for a lot of people. There's a lot of people who like don't leave the house. There's a lot of people who have hard times making connections with other people or are just like lonely. There's a loneliness epidemic. And like these women are performing like a very necessary, like very human service for you, not you in particular, but like for anybody. And like, yeah, they're entitled to get their cut. So like what is, why are you upset if you're consuming this content every single day? Like,
right.
It's like the guys who are like, every time I get on Instagram, all I see is ass and titties. And it's like, well, sir, I hate to break it to you. The algorithm's feeding you what you're interacting with. So like, that's why you're seeing that. And why are you mad then? Because clearly that's what you like. Why can't you just like that you like that?
Right, exactly. Just be okay with it. I don't really understand it. So it's
so odd.
I had something I was going to say and I just completely lost. My brain just went relating to that. We were talking about that.
We're talking about men are mad that you make money off of something they think they should get.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Free.
Oh, about it being such an important service. I feel like I was talking to my friend about this the other day because, you know, it's like, well, based like the story you were just telling me, when you have a bunch of men alone with like no way to like get off, like obviously like it breeds a lot of like violence, like hatred, like it's not a good thing. And you can't, you don't just deserve it. So the idea, like, to me, I think that society as a whole would be so much better if we were so much more like positive about sex work, like mm-hmm. make it, you know, decriminalize it. Because first of all, I mean, it's crazy that it's criminalized. At the end of the day, it's your body. I think you should be able to do whatever you want with your body. Like I can do it. I can go out and have dinner with a guy and he pays for dinner and then I can go and then I go have sex with him and that's fine. But if he gave me cash on top of it, then suddenly it's not fine. Like that doesn't really make any sense. It's just, it's only trying to basically marginalize sex workers. That's the only thing it does because it doesn't Absolutely. Ever get rid of sex work. It doesn't get rid of any kind of transactional sex. It just makes it harder for sex workers to actually get paid, to have any kind of like rights to be
safety.
Able to, yeah, safety, all those things. That's, it just makes it harder for the sex workers. That's the only thing it really does. And it doesn't like get rid of it. And I feel like if society was more encouraging of it and like, oh yeah, like sex work is a good thing. It's like, we do have a loneliness epidemic. And instead of being like, ooh, that guy is weird and gross because he doesn't, you know, he can't go out and talk to women. And so he has to like, then we start, you know, putting it on them like, oh, they're gross and nasty because we think of sex work as nasty. And it just like is all this hatred and over something that really is just like, it just better if that guy can go and pay someone to get laid so he feels better. And now that woman can feed her, that woman can feed her family. Yeah. You know, like there's nothing bad that came out of that, you know? And if it was not criminalized, you'd have so much, it'd be so much easier for people to have, you know, to vet people and to require testing. Cause like right now, all that stuff is kind of difficult because a lot of, you know, clients are nervous to, you know, to be vetted because they don't want any kind of like, they don't want any
proof.
They don't
want it coming back on them.
Right, because...
But the thing is, like, if it was normalized, it wouldn't matter if it came out. Like,
right, exactly.
No one would care.
Right.
No one would care at all.
I mean, like, yeah, if you're married and, like, cheating, then yeah, maybe. But, like, that's your own decision.
I think that also, I think that's, like, a big part of, like, the stigma, too, especially from, like, the female perspective. A lot of women don't want sex work to be legal because they feel, like, threatened that, like, oh, it's going to encourage your boyfriend to cheat. But the reality is, if your boyfriend's going to cheat, he's going to do that. And I personally, I would obviously rather not get cheated on in general, but if sex work was legal and women were given access to like medical care, the people going in were vetted. So like it was a lot safer, a lot healthier. We didn't have to worry about like a consensual paid encounter turning into like a violent essay or like people spreading STDs or STIs unnecessarily and things like that. I would much rather have somebody cheat on me with somebody who I know is like clean and like got paid and like it's not personal.
Right. It's not, they're not going to like be hitting him up. Like,
rather than it being like some random person might have like HPV or something. Like you don't know, like, did your boyfriend even check?
Right.
And then he came home and hooked up with you. Did he even check like what's going on here? Like what's the emotional connection? Like, you know, like it's not the sex worker's fault if your boyfriend's a bad boyfriend.
No, it's really not. Yeah. Like they're not going out and hunting him down, you know, like he obviously went out and looked for it. And I do think that women, some of the most, like actually one of the most hateful people I've ever had on the internet, like really come after me was a girl. And, I was like, oh my God, it was crazy. She was like this normal, like sorority girl, like just got married. So I like get these weird tweets one day, right? You know, this, it was like, and they were really aggressive, like, you know, like just hateful, you know? And
where
I was like,
do I know her?
Yeah.
Why
I was like,
she's so upset.
Right. I was like, what's going on here? Like, you know, and so I just kind of like ignored them for a while, but they just were so out of line. Like I had never, and then I'm like, so I kind of start looking at her thing and then she on Christmas Eve one year, it was like my first Christmas or my second Christmas in LA, I guess, but I was spending it like by myself, which I thought wasn't like that big of a deal because I'm not like a big Christmas person. But turns out like being alone on Christmas kind of sucks because you can't like order food. There's nowhere to go. No one's texting back. No one's posting on social media because everyone's like with their families. And I was like, oh, this is kind of like, you're really alone. Because I like being by myself.
I've also done an alone Christmas football season. Kylan had like a football game on Christmas, so I couldn't leave Indiana. And he was home, or he wasn't home till like 3 a.m. And I was like, I can't DoorDash anything. No one can hang out with me. This sucks.
Yeah, it was like way worse than I thought. So I had a lot of like free time. And this girl just starts, she said like something about like she hoped like my like dad killed himself out of shame, right? Over
God.
And that like crossed a line that I was like not cool with.
Obviously.
Like,
what the hell?
Say whatever you want about me, but first of all, my parents are awesome. Like they are super, you know, intelligent, supportive, amazing parents. And I, you know, I just like they're not like, you know, they're kind of innocent. So, you know, everything that, about who I am is
that's exactly what I expect your parents to be. You're very smart and intelligent and cool. Like, naturally.
And, no, everyone's like meets them and they're like, okay, I kind of get how you like turned out, but I'm still kind of the black sheep of the family, like definitely the wild child.
Yeah.
But you know, I just never want anything to like come back on them any more than it like has to, you know? And they, so I was just like so mad about this and I had nothing but time. So I just started like diving into, I figured out her Facebook and she just got married to this guy. And I was thinking, I was like, I bet she fucking caught her husband like jerking off to my porn or something. Like that's because I was like, why is she so, because the rest of her social media was like normal.
So normal.
And then it was like specifically to me, these like crazy hateful. And I was like, okay, like I didn't do anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, there's
like, what's up?
There's nothing wrong.
I couldn't see him. He could see me, but I wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
For him,
I don't even know who I don't know who he is. And also like, there's nothing wrong with your like partner, like, you know, masturbating. I mean, there obviously I think like it can get out of hand, like people rely on that too much and it does
if porn addiction and it, like that is something that affects some people.
Porn addiction,
but everyone's
we should talk about that in another episode.
we should talk about it
when you come on mine, because like
I really want to talk about it.
Porn addiction is kind of like an interesting, it's kind of I don't know
it's
how
like
much
a newer concept that I'm hearing people talk a lot about. I personally, like, I don't care. I've never been a very possessive girlfriend, to be fair. So I don't expect everybody to have the same mentality as me. Like, I know everyone's different, but I've never personally cared about it. I watch it. Sometimes I'll watch it with my boyfriend. I think that it can be like a cute, like fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Get
I mean,
it out with.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes sometimes you can do it together. So it's like, maybe
like,
instead
whatever.
I have so many like couple fans that be like, oh, like, you know, they love watching, you know, my shit together.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. Like, so it's like, you didn't need to be so, but I'm like, okay, she probably has some like insecurities about stuff. Obviously probably has a very sex negative outlook. And I know like growing up in the South, I remember my first ever boyfriend in high school that like, lost my virginity to. He told me like, I had never watched porn. I was very interested in sex. So, but I consumed a lot of like erotica or like or just I would read, like go to Barnes and Noble and just like read sex books because I was more interested in like intellectually, and so it wasn't like I never really watched porn. I was like scared like that my parents
that's
would like find
so
out,
relatable,
you know?
The Barnes and Noble. I was also just like, well, let me see what's up.
Yeah, like I wanted to know about like fetishes. I was like so interested in all this different stuff. Where was I going with this? Fuck.
The lady was angry.
Oh yeah, though. Well, that's
your high school boyfriend.
Oh yeah, but he told me like, you know, our first like, you know, when we were first dating or whatever, he's told me like, "Oh, I don't watch porn or whatever." And it's funny cuz I was like, you know, I didn't care. Like I didn't ask him, but I feel like he was had like he thought that like girls would
care about
so he like told me he didn't, but and I mean at the time I just was like okay, like whatever. But then now looking back at like some of the stuff that we like, you know, he would ask for me to do, like at the time I had no idea that that was like porn related because I had never seen it, you know, like some of this very typical like coming on a girl's face, like you know, like I mean
you're like, you didn't just come up with
like you obviously watched some porn. And I'm like, I mean I don't think he was a bad, I think he was just like trying to not like cause problems or whatever.
He was trying to be a good boyfriend, honestly. Yeah. He just said it unprovoked, like, hey, just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't being like, he wasn't being a little lying piece of shit. I think it was.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't think he probably was like a huge porn consumer. So,
yeah.
But I'm, you know, he's a boy, of course, in high school.
He has to have dabbled.
And we ended up watching some together, like in college and like, you know, kind of like, oh, let's watch some porn together. So, yeah. You know, we had like done a little bit of that, but I just thought it was funny that, you know, so obviously in the South, and this girl's from the South and had that very traditional kind of family upbringing. So I'm like, okay, she probably thinks terribly about this. She hates that her. And so she thinks of me as like some evil temptress, right? That's like, yeah. You know, that's like, again, that it's my fault that he's horny, right? And that it's
exactly.
My fault.
It really
that
has nothing to do with you.
Right.
It's your fault he clicked on your thumbnail of all the thumbnails, you know, like,
yeah.
Come on.
I mean, like, honestly, I'd be like, you should tell your man he has great taste. So. You know, like, I feel like it could be a lot worse, like, there, you know, so.
Yeah, that's true. It could be, like, something strange that you don't know your partner's into that is hard for you to reconcile with.
Yeah.
So just be, like, just be down with the fact that he just, like, likes cute blondes. That's, yeah. You know, whatever. That's, like, not insurmountable
I know,
by
maybe,
any means.
Maybe she was, like, a brunette or something, and she was, like, feeling some type of way about that, so.
Bleach it, girl. Yeah. Fine. Get it
well,
done.
Well, you know, it was funny, so I actually, the culmination of that story is I was so pissed about this, and I found her, I found her Instagram through her Twitter, and then found her Facebook, found her husband's parents, so her mother and father-in-law, found their Facebooks, and I screenshot all the fucking crazy psychotic shit she had tweeted at me, and DM'd it to her mom and dad-in-law on Christmas Eve, and I said, "Hey, I don't, you know, I'm sure that who I am and how I live my life is not something that you agree with, and you know, I'm not here to like try and like." Convince you, you know, of anything. I was like, but I am actually concerned for your daughter-in-law's like mental well-being because I was like, I know you guys are Christians. I don't think this is the way that like Christians are supposed to act. And this honestly seems like a little concerning. Like, I feel like she might need to talk to, I, you know, I didn't really like.
You're like, I'm stressed out for her.
Yeah. Like, you know, she needs help, you know, like so like condescending. And of course they never responded. Right. But I didn't really. So I like blocked that girl, never really thought about it again. But one of my friends had followed her because of when this all was going down. And so like, I completely forgot about this. And I guess like a year later, she tweeted something where she was like, TBT, the time Carter Cruz ruined Christmas Eve or whatever. And I was like, oh, so I had never known if they had actually like maybe
discussed it as her family.
Right. But I guess it actually did come out. And I don't know. I need to like hunt this girl down. I'm gonna be like, you wanna come on the pod? Like, let's talk about this.
Invite her on the pod.
Like we can
what if
like
it turns out where she's like, I was mad at you because my boyfriend was talking to someone who's a catfish account of you. And yeah, I thought he was dating.
Right,
you.
Right. Yeah. Like you never know. There might be some crazy like level, or maybe sometimes like people come into a realization later in life, like you
yeah
know, when
they're like that was whack, I don't know, I was going through something,
right? Yeah, I was feeling some type of way. And I mean, that's like when I got into porn, like in college I was in a sorority, and like you know, it was like not, they were not happy about it, but so many of the girls, like this one girl literally, like people kept thinking she was me. We don't really look like, we're just blondes. She's much taller, beautiful girl. I was like, I'm personally flattered that people thought you're me, but she was younger than me. And she would like, people come up to her at the bar and be like, oh my God, are you Carter Cruz? Because everyone at my school knew.
Yeah, of course.
And she would like cry because she was so embarrassed that people like thought that. And I actually felt really bad about it because.
Yeah, you were like, I wasn't trying to like.
Right. And she wasn't like, she was. You. Yeah. And she wasn't being mean. She wasn't being like, that's disgusting. She was just like embarrassed. And I'm like.
She's just embarrassed because it's not like her personality.
Right. And growing up in the South, I understand that. I'm like, that's not, you didn't make that decision. I did. And I actually felt guilty about it. And when I was back visiting one weekend, she like came up to me and she was like, hey, like, can I talk to you for a second? And I was like, yeah, like, you know. And I was like, oh God, she's gonna be upset. And I was like, immediately, hey, I heard this was happening, I'm really sorry about that, you know. I was like, that's not cool, and like whatever. And she just goes, no, actually, like, I am a fan. And she was like, I love anal sex, and I've never been able to tell anyone that. And she's like very sexual person. And I feel like all this stuff that she liked, like she had been kind of keeping it to herself. And then like being open and about this stuff. And so she wanted, had so many questions and
it
like,
inspired
yeah,
her.
I know. And she was like, that's so cute. Amazing. And we like still keep in touch now and everything. And it's like adorable. Cause so I'm like, that's why when people have that immediate like hatred reaction to like sex work or sexuality, I try not to like immediately just be like,
take it personally.
Right. Because I'm like, this probably has so much to do with like all these things of how you were raised, all these expectations, like all these things that are inside you that are not really like your fault. And you've never really been able to think outside of that. So instead of just like being a, like, super defensive, I'm gonna be like,
hey, you don't know anything.
Yeah. Like, and then that's, and then you'll get sometimes people that'll be like, oh my God, I never thought about it like that. Or wow, now I, you know, and I'd rather that than just like fight with people on the internet, you know? So, although that can be fun.
That's the right approach, I think. Cause like with any sex stuff that like gets people all fired up, I feel like a lot of it is coming from like ignorance or like religious trauma or like your parents. And so if somebody is immediately like, hey man, fuck you, I hope you die, you know, like then they're like, I knew she was a demon. I knew
it. Yeah.
That's something a demon would say.
Right. Like, you're giving them confirmation bias.
She was.
Yeah.
She was so mean. She was so hot and mean.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that confirmation bias. And they're like, hell yeah. That's what they want. They want that rise out of you so that they can continue to justify.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Catfishes you a lot, actually? Because I always wonder that with like accounts like yours where people are like, she's a hottie, you know?
Yeah. So it's interesting. I think it probably happens to me a little less, mostly because I don't post a ton of like, photos. You know, photos, like sexy pics, I guess. But I know a while back there was this really bad one. It was actually a company that was doing it. And I think that like I freaked out and like threatened to like, you know, like have legal action and stuff. Yeah. But, and the reason why I found out is because I had gotten hired by this company and they had me take all these like selfies, you know, and so no one else had those pictures except for this company.
And then they released them.
And it was
right?
this girl named Piper that was me, but like not me. Right. And I realized that all the stuff that they had been having me shoot like that day was all stuff to basically like, you know, scam people. And, you know, to a certain extent, I don't really like care too much. The main thing is that like they, when they come after like my friend, like it's weird, like, you know, because the main thing is I just get a million messages like every day from friends being like, oh, there's a fake account. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, the fact that you're texting me about it is more annoying than the account.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, you know, if you're gonna fall for that, like maybe you need that in your life. And like, I don't know, I'm just not gonna spend my life like hunting down people who are like scamming people. Like, I can't, but the Piper one I did get upset about because
it was exclusive stuff.
Well, and it was a lot of like long-term talking to people. And so I
like
got
creating a real parasocial relationship.
Right. And I got an email from a guy who was saying, so he had basically like asked another girl in the business, like, do you know who this is? Right.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, it's Carter Cruz, you know, because that was a picture of me. And so this guy got this like crazy email, you know, he was like, we've been talking for months and like, you know, all this stuff. I thought we had this whole like relationship and that he'd given me all this money. And I'm like, I have never spoken to you. I've never taken money from you. And that scared me because it's like, you're putting me at risk. Right.
Yeah.
Because
what if he was upset about that?
Well, because it's like, if I'm running, like, say, like, I don't really do like OnlyFans, like not the way that like most people do it with like sexting and that kind of stuff. But like, even if I was doing that, that's my decision to like vet people and be like, okay, I can see if someone's getting a little too attached or whatever. But if that's a third party that has, but they're putting my image that is attached to, it's not like I'm some random person where I'd be like hard to find. It's like, you could just image search me and like figure out that it's me. And now it's like, you're putting all these like people that are like, I don't know, like that scared the fuck out of me. I was like, I do not like that. Yeah. Cause I was like, I have no idea. Like this guy could be insane.
He could be crazy. He could be like, you broke my heart. You took all my money. Like there's a lot of true crime stories about people having very negative reactions to things like that. You know?
Oh yeah, I know. I mean, I had a one like online stalker that was like, but I had never interacted with him. Mm-hmm. He like came and it was actually really terrifying because it was just all online, but it was this huge joke with all my like friend group of girls in the music industry because he was like this weird guy on the internet who would respond to like all of our stuff. I didn't realize that it was all me. Like It was like any time
denominator.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. So it was like this joke. Everyone would like, and then I never checked my email, like notoriously. And I like checked my email one day, like looking for something that I needed. And I realized that I have like hundreds of emails from this guy, like, you know, and I'm like, whoa. Oh my God, like, oh no. And so I blocked him on everything because I was like, okay, yeah. Like before I was just ignoring, then I blocked, but then that made him crazy. Yeah, he tried to hack all my social media accounts, and then literally it was the scariest thing. I lived alone at the time in Hollywood, and my boyfriend at the time calls me one night. I had just gotten home, and he like calls me and he's like, "Hey, like, where are you?" I'm like, "I just walked to my house," and he's like, "Okay, like, don't freak out, but I think you need to pack a bag and you need to come over to my house like right now." And I was like, why? What's going on? And right then was when I started getting all these like, someone's trying to hack your account type thing. And I was like, what's going on? And he was like, he's like, just stay on the phone with me, like pack up your shit. And he's like, that guy had posted on his Instagram. There was like a McDonald's like around the corner from where I lived. It was crazy because I'd been there like a few nights before with a friend and posted a story, mm-hmm. but it was like so not like all my location services are turned off. Yeah, like I would never think you'd be able to tell which McDonald's. Like I don't even know how this guy like figured it out. And he posted a picture at that McDonald's. Like this kid lived in Missouri and now he's in LA, a block away from my apartment. It was like, mommy was here a week ago because he'd always call me mommy. It was so weird.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I was like hyperventilating. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's gonna fucking kill me. Like I'm like, I live by myself. Yeah. I'm like packing my shit. I like went and stayed with my boyfriend for like a week. But when I went into the police, you know, they literally laughed at me. I was like crying. I was like, this guy like came all the way to LA. Like he's like walking around my neighborhood. Like I can't mm-hmm. even go, you know, and I never drive. I always walk everywhere. So I was like, that's just so sus. Yeah, like he could so easily stressful. Spot me. And the cops just like really laughed at me. They were like, you know, just kind of like, oh, he's a fan. Like, how many followers do you have? Like, because I didn't want to tell them that I was like a porn star. You know, I didn't want to say that because I was like trying not to. And I was like, okay, well, like, now I'm definitely not telling you guys. So I ended up hiring a private investigator and kind of like got it squared away. So, I mean, I still get a text from him like once a year.
Yeah.
So just like, it'll be like someone.
Yeah, the stalker stuff is scary because like California has the most strict stalking laws in the country and they were still laughing you out of the building, you know?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
It's so hard to get like stalking litigation, especially with like digital stalking like that. There's like no rules around that. I've had a few stalker problems that have gotten like very out of hand, and I also had to like figure out unique approaches to it because like it's just like there's really like nothing that you can do. And when people catfish my account, like I usually don't mind because like really all they're trying to do is get like video views on TikTok,
right?
Like, which I'm like, whatever. And like sometimes they'll like catfishes me and then put like them doing like slimes next to it. And then I'm like, I care even less because I'm like, honestly, you're adding to the video. Like,
right.
But with like Facebook, I got like, I never go on Facebook. Like truly, I have one because like my parents are on there. So I keep up with it just for that. But like, I really don't use it. And I logged in because my mom wanted me to like post a picture of her. And when I logged in, I had all these notifications from like this lady I didn't recognize, like so truly so many. And they were all so mean. Like they were brutal. My Facebook is like private, but I have like a public page on there that like I don't put anything on really. And so it has like no followers. So I was like, this lady's posted like 500 times on this page that has like essentially nothing on here. Like, what the hell is happening? And they were all really long, really detailed, super like spiteful. And so I responded to one of them and I was like, hey, what's happening? Like, what did I do something? Like, what's going on? And like, she was saying stuff where she was like, you say that you're like a content creator on here or an influencer on here, but like you have like 3 followers on here. And I was like, yeah, because like this is just for my parents. Like I just repost stuff on here for my parents who don't know how to like use TikTok. And like especially my dad, like my mom's better with TikTok, but like I was like, it's just for that. But like also what does that have to do with anything? Like why are you yelling at me?
Right.
And then she was saying like these weird like cryptic comments that sounded like she was like referencing a specific incident between us.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know. Like I truly, let me just DM you. And I was like, I actually don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
I'm not messing with you. I literally have no idea what you're talking about. Can you just explain to me like as if I don't know anything because I don't. And then she was like, okay, well, you took over my sister-in-law's Facebook account and changed all of her pictures to be pictures of you. And this was like an older woman. She was like a mom. And I was like, oh, I did not do that. Yeah. Yeah, like that was not me. Somebody else has like clearly hacked into your sister-in-law's account and changed the photos.
Using the photos of you, yeah.
Yeah, she was like, but then why are they of you? And I was like, because like on my other platforms, I have like a pretty big audience, and I sent her screenshots, and I was like, so like this amount of people can just go Google pictures of me. And they were all just pictures from Google. And I was like, they can just go Google pictures of me and like put them on there. I don't know why they would want to do that. They're probably trying to scam people pretending to be me.
Right.
But like, I didn't do that.
Oh, that makes sense. Like, so they take over someone else's Facebook. Because I was wondering, like, how do they have like, how does it look like a legit account? Oh, okay. Because
then it's already got friends and stuff. Exactly. So like, then she was like, okay, well, can you take the pictures off of there? And I was like, no, like,
I don't have access.
Like, I don't have the account. Like, whoever put them up would have to take them down, but I'm sure you can like email Facebook and like explain the situation. They'll probably be able to restore the post. And then she like realized that like I really didn't do it. And then she started feeling really bad.
Yeah.
She was saying really mean stuff. And I was like, it's okay.
Oh, it's a similar thing. It's like people come in with their own preconceptions about things. And it's like, once you get it squared away, it's like, oh, you realize like most people aren't actually like, that bad, you know?
Like the fog lifted and she was like, oh my God, like, thank you. I feel so bad. I did not mean any of that. And I was like, honestly, given what you thought had occurred, I get it. Like, don't worry about it. It's fine. Right. Like, I'm not a grudge holder. I'm not holding it against you. And then she was like, well, like, the reason why I was so hostile, like, normally I might be kind of annoyed over that, but, like, it was an obituary account.
Oh.
Because her sister-in-law had died. So that was her Facebook account. Oh. And then they made it into an obit account after she died. So all the photos that this person deleted were all of the pictures they had of her.
Oh my God. Of course. So and you're terrible. Sad. You're like, it's
I was like, holy shit. I was like, you need me to email Facebook also.
You're like, I'm mad.
I was like, that's the worst thing I've ever heard of. In terms of a motive for catfishing. What the hell? Who does that?
Right. Yeah, no, that is fucked up. Yeah, that's super fucked up. And I can totally understand why you'd be fucking angry. I would be too.
I know. I was like, who the fuck does that? Like, that's actually insane.
And especially like someone who's a little older that's like not super up on the internet stuff, because I feel like people who are younger are like, okay, clearly like this is, you know, getting hacked or whatever.
Yeah.
But and they wouldn't think that the person's who's hacking is using actual photos of themselves. You would like figure that's what's happening. But you know, if you're a little bit older, you aren't that up on the internet, you have no idea. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, this fucking girl, like
she was like, what the hell? She's posting outfit pics? Fuck you. Really? On my dead sister-in-law's Facebook? What the hell? This is a psychopath. Yeah. And then, like, she wrote, like, on my wall a really long apology where she deleted all her mean comments. And she was like, I just want to explain. For anybody who may have seen, mind you, again, this is my Facebook with, like, 3 followers on it. But, like, she's like, if anybody saw, I didn't know what was happening. And then she was like, I'm so sorry. She is very nice. She helped me figure it all out. And I was like, thank you. You did not have to comment this, but I appreciate it anyway. Because again, no one's gonna see it.
Right. It's more for her probably to like feel less guilty about it. Oh my God.
And I was like, I appreciate it.
I think, you know, there's so many there's so many things in life that are just where people have conflict, that if you just sat down and like talked to someone like face to face or, you know, personally, I feel like it just would dissolve so much conflict, you know? And the internet's like such an angry place, like, rah, rah, rah. And it's like, then so many times it's like, you just connect with that person and then suddenly you're all fucking good, you know?
Instagram in particular, I've learned like thrives off hate. Like it's actually crazy. Cause like me telling that girl, Jessica, that like my spine is fused and being like, that's why I'm standing like this, has like 6 million views right now, because it's the one time I've like clapped back on the internet, basically. Like maybe I've like responded to mean comments like 3 times in 5 years, and it has that 6 million views because people saw me be a little upset.
Yeah.
And normally my videos are like, hey, this is what seahorses do.
Educational. Like, it's hard
crazy.
To.
Yeah. It's like me being like whimsical, and then I'll do like a true crime video every once in a while. But like the one video where I'm being sassy, everyone was like, Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Yeah. They got the rise out of you, so it just keeps it going, you know?
It did. I was like, this is insane. What's happening? And, like, TikTok's, like, so polar opposite for me audience-wise, where people are, like, so, like, happy out there, where they're, if I seem even slightly upset, they're like, it's okay, dude, calm down. We're here for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it supportive.
It's fine. Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, a very supportive audience. Instagram is like, this bitch thinks she knows World War II? Well, I was in Vietnam. And I'm like, okay, like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
It really scares me. Like, since when I started, I launched my podcast in September, I actually went on anxiety meds for the first time ever in my life. Like, I'm really not an anxious person. But it was such, I think, like, I had exposed myself so much on the internet in the sense of, you know, being naked and stuff like that. But just suddenly me talking so much, you know, I'd be on podcasts, but it'd be like someone else's. And it's like, you know, but now suddenly having this thing that I'm posting like clips of all the time. And I used to like, I couldn't even watch them. Like I would just get the clip and I would just throw it up. And I'd be like, I didn't even like listen to myself because, and I was so, so anxious about it because I think too, like, coming out of the pandemic, like before, maybe I was so used to so much internet hate, like having done porn. And then like over the pandemic, I had this like long kind of period of like, yeah. And it was like, I wasn't like, I don't know. I just wasn't as, didn't feel as exposed for a couple years. And I had this whole year that I was kind of in my house. So, you know, it kind of made me like a little bit more of like a chill, like private person in a sense. And then now suddenly I'm like talking about like my sex life and stuff on a podcast and had to go on anxiety meds because I was like, you know, especially now with TikTok, like, I was like, oh my God, like, you know, just I see the comments on there and I'm like, cause same thing on Instagram, it's like kind of just my fans, right? So I don't, it doesn't get, and the algorithm's so trash that it pretty much only gets shown to like people who like me. But like then on TikTok scares me cause I don't really use TikTok that much. And so it's like, but if I do have something that hits, it's like, okay, that's cool. But that also means that it's going out to a ton of people who have no like love for me. And it's just like random people. And I was like, I don't think I can like handle this like level of like being attacked anymore. Like it used to like be like whatever to me. And I don't know, just maybe like getting older and stuff. I'm just like, I don't know, like I can't do it.
Yeah, well, it's also like you've always been vulnerable online, but you're being vulnerable in a completely different way.
100%.
Like, when people are like slut shaming you and stuff, you're like, whatever, that's you.
Yeah,
but then when people are talking about your personality, you're like, yes, that's me.
Yeah, I know, it's much more hurtful.
Yeah, where you're like, hey, by the way, what the fuck?
Which is funny because I feel like, you know, going into something like personality is something I always felt very confident about. And I was never confident about my body. Like I had a lot of body issues and stuff like growing up. And, you know, there was all the things I was the most insecure about like, you know, being naked on camera. It's funny because it really porn in a sense helped me get over a lot of those things because a lot of the things that I would obsess over on my body, you know, think about how many hateful comments you get. And like, okay, I used to be like super insecure about my ears. Like me wearing my hair slicked back like this, like I would 10 years ago, like that you would never see me like this ever.
Your ears
ever.
Are cute.
Thanks. Thanks. I mean, I don't like, now I don't care. I just thought they were, you know, I just always thought they were big. And I was like, so like, since I was a kid, very insecure about them. And then, you know, after a year and a half of doing porn, you know, I get all kinds of messages like, you're fucking ugly, you're stupid, you're a whore, you should die, whatever, whatever. Not one comment about my ears.
And you're like,
and I was like, it kind of helped me be like, okay, that is crazy. Like, and I remember it was funny because I think someone did like 3 years into me being in the business, right? I think I got one comment on something once that said something about my ears. And it was funny because I was like, oh man, if you had done this 3 years ago, this I would have cried. I would have been so embarrassed. But you managed to like, you're the only person. And I was like, kind of just like, hey man, I kind of agree. Like,
you're like actually, it's you and me, bro. Yes. We're in this together.
Like, I agree, but nobody else does. So, like, fuck it, you know?
That's so funny. No, for me, it's like, it's the opposite, actually, in my experience. Like, I have always, like, I mean, I just, like, blew up for being fucking weird, where, like, people were just commenting, like, what kind of autism is this? Like, is she manic? Like, what is her personality? And I'm like, I don't know. It could be all of the above, honestly. Like, I gotta figure that out still. But, like, I always started out doing, like, story times of just, like, things that happened in my life on a day-to-day basis. And I got, like, my first 50,000 on TikTok doing that. But then I was like, I'm like a homebody, so I'm running out of stories. Yeah, like, I'm not interesting enough to keep going. So then I was like, I'm just going to talk about like all the weird shit that I know because I love weird shit. So I'll just talk about like history and fun facts. It'll be awesome. And then like that's where my platform is now. But like a lot of it is still very like heavily driven by like my personality.
Right.
And so I was immediately desensitized to people being like, you're fucking annoying. I hate your voice. Like, you know,
right.
Or like people seeing I have like a black boyfriend and being like, bet your dad hates you. And I was like, oh, my dad's my best friend.
Yeah.
You know? So I was like, whatever. Like, what do you know? And then like, as time went on, now people are talking about how I look online right. more. And like, not just with this body thing, like I never gave a fuck about having a gummy smile in my life.
Yeah.
Like I never even thought about it. I didn't even realize I had one, actually, until like I got on the internet and then people started commenting shit like, when you unleash your gums, it scares me, which like I actually always like to use that one as an example because that one's funny as fuck.
You're like, it's actually kind of...
Yeah, I was like, that hits actually. Like, you know, like, but, I was like, I'm going to weaponize my gums now. But,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I didn't even clock that I had a gummy smile at all.
Right.
Like, for me, in high school, my baby teeth fell out super late. I had, like, 4 teeth in the front of my mouth.
Oh, me too. I had them too. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I only had the first, like, 4 teeth in my mouth till I was, like, 17, and then I got all my teeth. So when I think about, like, fucked up mouth, I think about, like, when I used to have 4 teeth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're like, it's like, so much better so now.
I was like, I have a gummy smile and people hate it? What the fuck? I never even thought about that. That's crazy. And then people also always say that I look like a horse. And I always talk about it with my boyfriend where I'm like, another person just said I look like a horse.
I've gotten
and
that too before.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
What pisses me off about it, getting on my soapbox, yeah. I don't look like a horse. I know what they're saying. And my boyfriend always thinks I'm upset about it, where he's like, babe, you don't look like a horse. And I'm like, I know that. Like,
right. It's not like you're insecure already. About it. You're just like, how could you make up such a dumb fucking insult?
I'm just like, but I don't. Like, that's like my beef. I'm like, do I have a long face? Yes. When people say Sarah Jessica Parker, I know they're talking about me having a long face, though I don't look like her.
Right.
So, fine. But I don't look like a horse. What I actually look like is this thing called a maned wolf. It looks like a fox and a wolf. And it is also got a long ass face, but it's like spindly. And it's like a little fox with a super long leg. And its hair is like my hair color. I'm like, that's what I look like. I look exactly like that thing. It's got a longer face than a horse. I look exactly like that thing, though. Thank you.
I feel like
it has a gummy smile. That's me, not a fucking horse. So, like, my beef is the animal choice.
Right? I feel like that's such a good clapback, though. You're just like, actually, I look like this. Because then the person's like
other weird.
Right. Thing. It's kind of, then the person's like, realize that they didn't really bother you at all, but you're like still kind of shitting on their, you know, that's pretty.
Like, I know a girl who looks like a horse. She's fucking beautiful. She's like majestic as fuck. You look at her, she's got like big hair and she's got really defined face. I'm like,
right.
That bitch looks like a horse in the best way.
Right,
like,
right.
The girlies who were obsessed with like spirit as a child,
yeah.
They saw her. Oh my God. Like they would lose their fucking minds. She looks like a goddamn stallion.
Yeah, I don't
wish I looked like a horse, honestly.
I'm like, I don't, yeah, I've gotten the horse thing too a couple times randomly. I remember the first time I actually was like, do you remember like my first like college ACB? It was like back in like college. I think it was like Yik Yak, because I think you're younger than me. So
oh,
like
Yik Yak.
Yeah, so yeah, it was pre-Yik Yak. It was pre-Yik Yak. So it was like when I was in college and it was but yeah, you could like post anonymous things about people on there.
Yeah.
And I remember like some guy like posted like I look like a horse on there. And it was so weird because I was like,
you don't.
And I was, yeah. And I was like, I don't even like, cause I have like a long forehead, I guess, but I don't even really have like a, like
your face
this part.
Is very,
yeah.
Proportional.
It's not, it doesn't really make sense.
You have a diamond shaped face. It doesn't make sense at all.
It really doesn't. And I was like, I mean, you know, like, I was like, okay, this is weird. Every once in a while, I'll get a fucking comment like that. Someone's like, look, she looks like a fucking horse. And I'm like, I don't get this, but you know, it's fine because it's better than
yeah,
someone.
I get it every day.
Yeah.
Today was the first day in my career where I found out, like, I found out on accident someone made an hour long YouTube video about me. That's never happened before. I knew it would eventually happen because, like, that. Luckily, it wasn't like a canceled Daisy Foco video. So yeah. Like, thank fucking God. I would have cried myself to sleep. I would have been like, no, I'm sorry. I think I've tried to get my facts right. Oh my God. Like, what are you upset about? But it was like somebody who was just like watching my content, just like reacting to it for like an hour or whatever. So it's like, oh, cool. Like, I'm going to watch it. Like, right. I want to see, like, what do they think?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Do they think I'm fucking entitled it, like, reacting to, like, hot history girl TikToker? And I was like, slay. I was like, this is a huge win for me. He spent an hour thinking I was hot? Thank you. My boyfriend was like, why do you care? And I was like, this is a milestone for me. Nobody's made a video about me before that's this long. This is, like, a moment. And he was like, okay. So I was watching it. He starts out the video being like, all right, here's Daisy. She's a long, beautiful face, sort of like a horse. And I was like, God damn it. Like, he was listening to it. And he wasn't even insulting me. But I was like, you see what I'm saying? Like, they always say I look like a fucking horse. Like, it always comes up. It comes up every time. And then I started laughing in the video he was reacting to. And he was like, oh, yeah, she's got a super gummy smile. And he was trying to pull his lip up. He's like, I can't even get mine up there. And he was like, I still think she's pretty. I'm not trying to shit on her, but I can't even do it. And I was like, you see what I mean? Like, the internet always talks about me looking like a horse, always talks about my gummy smile. This is perfectly encapsulated. And he thinks I have, like, a hang-up about it where I'm like, I'm not going to surgically alter my smile try to look less horse-like. It's just, like, people keep saying it. So, like, at a certain point, I'm like, is it true? Like, I'm on the trunk, so that's true. But I'm like, do I look like a horse?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, a gummy smile is good. It means that you have a big smile, you know? I think that's, and I think the horse thing comes from that, too, because, like, we both have big smiles. And I feel like that people think, they think it's like your teeth are big, but I'm like, neither one of us has big teeth. You know?
No, I know.
It's just like because we smile big, so it's like, ah, you know?
Yeah. We're like double teeth smilers. That's like the thing. A lady in real life one time, like her husband was like talking to me at a bar and like he was friends with my friend, but I think she thought he was like hitting on me or whatever. And she walked up and she was like, hey. And I was like, hey, you know, because like I didn't know what was happening. And she looked at me for a second and I was like, what's happening? And she was like, you have too many teeth in your mouth. And I was like, what the fuck did you just say to me? And she was like, you have too many. Like, what is that? Like 48? I'm like, 32. I have 32 teeth like everyone else. What the hell? And she was like, no, you don't. And she started gaslighting me about her. She's like, you definitely have like 48 teeth in there. And I honestly, I'll never forget her. I kind of respected it because I was like, this is the craziest derailment of your husband, like you thinking he's like trying to cheat on you emotionally, that I've ever seen. Like, this is like psychological warfare happening. Right. He's trying to trick me into thinking I have 48 teeth. Like, that is so creative of you. I have to respect you. That obviously, it stuck with me. So it was clearly very effective. I was like, I went home and I was like, has my dentist been lying? How many teeth do I have? And started, like, counting my teeth.
Honestly, I wouldn't even, I don't even know how many teeth I have. So I would have been like, oh, damn, do I?
Fuck,
it sounds like a lot. I actually had.
That would be way too many. Yeah. Like, way too many.
I've actually had 13 teeth, like, removed. So I, because they, like, wouldn't come out. So I honestly could have ended up with, like, 48 teeth.
Facts, actually. You actually could have.
They were all coming in over each other and stuff.
Dude,
so
that happened to me, too. I had like a snaggle tooth and then I had a tooth come in the center of the roof of my mouth. What the actual fuck?
Oh my God.
It was terrible. I know. And so, and my boyfriend's never had braces. He has like naturally perfect teeth. I'm like, God, I hope our kids don't have mine, because holy shit, it was brutal out there. And then my mom was like, why don't the boys at school like you? And I was like,
you're like,
I have four teeth and one of them is in the center of the roof of my mouth.
How did that, like, so did the braces pull that over?
They had, like, pull it forward. Yeah, it was
oh,
insane.
My God. That's crazy.
It was fucking
mad. Well, I guess it's whenever anyone, like, kind of comments on, like, you know, your physical appearance, it's just like, oh, you think that I'm, like, beat now? It's like, just,
yeah, like, you should have seen me.
I've had a serious glow up.
Yeah. No, literally, I'm like, this looks like shit to you. I could show you shit really quick. Yeah. Also, I had, like, a pixie cut, and it wasn't good. Like, I had, like, a boy haircut, but my brother and I look very alike.
Okay,
we had the same haircut, and so people thought we were male twins because I didn't get boobs till I was like kind of old. So I was like flat chested and looked exactly like my brother and had no fucking teeth that were normal. And I was like, Mom, Honestly, and I did have a palate expander at one point, and this is when I still had scoliosis. So, like, I had a palate expander.
Oh, my God.
I had no fucking normal teeth. I had boy hair. And the palate expander gave me a lisp for, like, a month. So, I was like, Mom, honestly, I don't know why they don't think I'm hot either. Because clearly, I'm sexy. And they just don't know that about me.
It was in there. I remember when my best guy friend sent me a video of yours, and he was like, oh my God, I love this girl. Like, I have such an internet crush on her. I watched one of your videos, and I was like, and I like never like go on TikTok like ever. And I was like, you're like one of my first people I ever followed on TikTok. I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah, no, I was like, I like love your video. I like every time I'm scrolling, I mean, I mainly watch them through Instagram because I'm fucking an older millennial. My ex-boyfriend was like, one day he comes in, he's like, are you watching TikToks on Reels a week later? I am. This way to call me out. But every time I'm scrolling through, I'm like, oh, like, I can't wait to learn today from Daisy. So
thank you. If it makes you feel better, I do post my TikToks like 5 minutes before I post them on Reels.
So technically, yeah.
You're up to date.
Hell yeah, I love that. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I can't learn a new social media at this point. Like, I mean, I guess I'm, like, I need to at some point, but, you know, I'm just going to put it off until
understandable. Yeah.
I feel like we went totally derailed this conversation, but
we did,
I've enjoyed
but it's fine. It's like, that's how, honestly though, we still covered our first core topic, and it created the conversation that we create, you know, like that's how fucking podcasts go, you know?
Right. No. And then honestly, sometimes when I like don't get to topics, I'm like, well, then just have them for the next time, you know?
Yeah, so. Exactly. Like we could talk about it later. Like we had a pretty solid, I mean, there was a little bit of story time in there. We had a pretty solid discussion about it. And then it created a beautiful octopus of conversation. What more could you ask for, honestly?
That's what life's all about, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Thank you so much for coming on my show. This is like a really fun episode.
Thank you.
I'm really excited that you're here. And I want to go on your show, too.
I would love that. Oh, my God. No, I would love that. I would like, I literally was like, I was like kind of nervous when I went on the pod. Like, I feel like that's why at first I was kind of like, and I was like losing my train of thought. It's like, no. And, like
you don't have to be nervous. I was excited. I was like, I'm gonna talk to Carter J.
I knew you'd be so easy to talk to, but I was just like, oh my God, she's so cool. Like,
you're so cool. Whatever. Two cool bitches clicking up. Slick. Two cool bitches who had four teeth.
Yeah.
Extra slick.
We need to like, I'll like send you a picture, maybe we can like on the video you can insert them onto the podcast.
I actually really will. Step up to the mic to introduce Daisy. That's the name for Paula by the Gay.